This is the Legacy Minded Leadership Podcast, and we're your hosts, James and Maria Collins.
We are on a mission to help you answer the divine call in your life, to experience transformation for God's glory, and to advance His kingdom.
The world needs more people who are confident in their identity and are living intentionally to fulfill their life's mission.
Your legacy depends on you leading yourself well and taking action towards a clear vision for your life.
Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will."
We are here to help you renew your mind so you can stop chasing the things of this world and start living a purpose-driven life that is uniquely yours.
We want you to experience abundance in all areas of your life, but it's not just about you. It's about leaving a legacy that endures far beyond your time on earth.
God has entrusted you with unique gifts. You get one life to use those gifts to leave a lasting impact for generations to come.
Your legacy begins now. Welcome back to Legacy Minded Leadership Podcast. We're your hosts, James and Maria Collins. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Today is a special episode. It is the last episode of season one.
It's always a special episode when you start talking. I love that. They are all special.
They're special to us. They're like our little babies. But yeah, we're going to do a little retrospective today. It's going to be a shorter podcast today. We're just saying farewell to season one of the podcast. And we'll give you a little bit of a glimpse into what we're thinking about for season two, but we are going to take a little break and we'll be back probably in two or three months and we'll get started again and bring more content back to you guys. But I want to just take a minute and reflect back on our first season of this podcast, having never done a podcast before, really not understanding all that it was going to take to make this happen.
I did all the research.
I think you understood it conceptually. I think both of us were a little bit surprised by just how much it entailed and how much work is truly involved.
Seriously. I knew it would take a lot of work.
So what are your best memories? What stands out to you from the first season?
I think remembering when we sat down to record our trailer, that was like learning the technology. And
you mean the 2-minute trailer that took us 4 hours to record?
Exactly. And that one didn't even work. We had to redo it again.
We almost quit then.
That was awesome. It was a very frustrating day for sure. Yeah. And, you know, we had put everything together. We wanted to do video and sound at the same time. And it just took a lot longer than what we expected. But I think our expectations at the moment, I think I have learned throughout this podcast that I just have to be more flexible and not have so much of high expectations for things to be good at the first time. Mm. And that's something I talk about with my clients all the time. And I know this, but I like to do things with excellence. And, you know, it's just frustrating sometimes. But learning that, I think by now I'm way more relaxed on recording our episodes, on editing our episodes. At the beginning, I would cut all the imperfections, the the likes, the rights, all the stuff that we used to say more. We're getting better at it. But that really bothered me at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Those are things that annoy me.
You cut it out to make it seem more fluid.
To sound better. Yeah. Yes, because it does bother me to hear that stuff.
But it also helps us to hear that when we're listening back to it, because it helps us get better over time. And like you said, we have gotten better. We've eliminated some of those filler words from our language as a result of having heard those things back over time. Not to say that we're perfect by any means, but we are getting better through this.
Yeah, you still need to learn how to speak louder. That's for sure.
Every episode she tells me that my voice consistency in the microphone is not good. And I'm working on it.
It's you need to just keep the volume up. You just start up and then you just, but it's okay. You'll get there. I know you can do it.
You're right here. I don't need to scream at you, but see, I know I need to project into the microphone.
I can see the voice sounding and I'm like speaking at the podcast, looking at the recording to see how the sound is, if it's all good. I'm not just focusing on our conversation. So then when I see your voice that it's not in the right volume, I know the sound after all, when I have to edit, right. It's not going to be good. So.
I understand. See, I'm usually just looking at you when I'm speaking, so I'm not paying attention to all those blue lines on the screen.
Okay. Well.
But we're learning and growing.
Exactly. Okay. So, yeah, that time when we sat down to record the trailer and the next few episodes were harder, but then I remember there was one day that when, in like the logistics and time management to record those podcasts for us, you having a full-time job, me having a job, you know, my business and the kids and everything, to get everything prepared and ready for us to be able to sit down and mm-hmm. actually record, right? They can be stress builders for me. And I remember there was one evening that I just made the decision. I was like, I'm not going to stress about, because that doesn't bring a good energy when I sit down to mm-hmm. record with you. And from that moment on, I just relaxed and enjoyed the conversation. And we're going to be ourselves. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. I was really frustrated with myself in the beginning. And because things weren't coming off very polished. We were putting a lot of work into planning each episode, but what I think we learned is that we were putting too much effort into the planning, to the point where it almost became a script, and that's not what we wanted this to be. And so we started sounding mechanical, or we would get lost in our notes because there were just so many.
That's right. You were the one who wanted all type it out. And that got lost a few times. Like, I can't read. Like, I need to be in the conversation. And then we tweak it and change it a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So we still do our planning ahead of time, but it's more in just an outline form now. And we have some bullet points that help us stay on track. But it makes for much more fluid conversation. So that was a big lesson that I learned through this. And, you know, my best friend, Nick Surface, helped me realize this as well, because his podcast with Garrett is doing very well now. But he reminded me that they weren't very good in the beginning either. And I actually went back and listened to some of their first episodes and kind of got a kick out of hearing them fumble around a little bit as they were figuring it out themselves. And Now you listen to their podcast and they seem like seasoned pros, and they've got amazing guests that they're bringing on, and they've really gotten the interviewing piece down pat on their show. And so, you know, it's just it's a picture of what's possible for us if we stay consistent and keep moving towards that goal that we set for ourselves.
Yeah, we just got to start. We just got to keep doing it. The more you do it, the better you become at it.
Yep. It's like anything else in life. The more you practice, the better you get.
But I think the biggest lesson, like the, if we think back, I was just thinking, because we talked about this morning, what are we going to talk about today? And I spend the day thinking it, and what we thought it would be about this podcast, like what we, you know, of course we want to impact lives. We want to, you know, speak into other peoples and bring God into their lives and help them to lead themselves well, so they can lead others, lead their families, and
make a positive impact on the world.
Exactly. And have God in the center of their lives. I think for us, one thing we did not know, and it happened, it was the impact that would have in our kids. Mm-hmm. Like, our kids watching us go through this process, yeah, and how much they loved and they were proud of us, and they want to be part of it.
Yeah, they want to be on it.
And that was not something we thought about it.
Yeah.
At all. I did think about, like, okay, this is going to be something our kids can one day listen mm-hmm. and know more of us and who we are and our values and all of that. But like, this process, them being part of it, that was so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my favorite episode that we did, was the one that we had the kids on. It didn't go quite as planned because our kids are kind of like me. Once the microphone's turned on, they shut down.
That too. You're better now, but the beginning was so funny. We would press record and James couldn't talk.
I don't know what it is. You just put a mic. I can speak all day long in front of large groups, small groups, one-on-one, doesn't matter. You put a microphone in front of me and a computer screen and suddenly I'm like, ugh.
And there's no video.
I know what it is for me. It's that thought that whatever I say here is going to be out there forever. And so it needs to be perfect. I've got this perfectionism thing in my head that I've got to get over because nobody's perfect. And that's not what we're out here to try to be.
Going back to the kids. Yeah. That episode was interesting because yes, especially Noah, he's a very chatty boy. Like he can talk for hours and we turned the mic on and he didn't talk much.
Answers. Like, really, bro? Trying to get as much pulled out of him as I could, but
he's five.
It was fun.
It was really great. Yeah. And it was like at night, they were tired and it took a lot longer to get ready and prepared and to start it. But even though it was really fun to have them in and listen to their feedback, especially Zoe that's a little bit older. And you know, the other day, my mom said that she was up here playing podcast with her dolls and sitting them in the chairs and doing all the things. And it's really good to see that our kids are seeing what we're doing and trying new things and being frustrated and learning and growing. And they're going to be able to know that they can do whatever they want as long as they're willing to put the work into it and pay the price.
Yeah. No, that's great.
But I also like that because their interest, right, it got us thinking of doing the parenting topics. That was not even in our mind either at the beginning, right? So then we shift into doing parenting. And now another topic that we want to cover after our break is relationship and marriage and all kinds of relationships. So I'm excited about that too.
Yeah, I am as well. I think with the kids and their reaction to the podcast and their eagerness to be a part of it and to be around it, and even you said it, Zoe's even playing podcast. Like that's how a part of her play now with her dolls is to sit here and perform her little podcasts. And they've done their own in the past, the two of them, her and Noah as well. But, you know, part of that for me is, it's just a really great reminder of why we're doing this in the first place. You know, we named this podcast the Legacy Minded Leadership Podcast for a purpose. We are legacy minded leaders. We're thinking legacy, and what we do is toward that end, building a legacy that we want to leave on this earth. And that starts with our kids. So seeing the reaction that they've had and the response that they've had to this is just a really great reminder for me and why we're doing this.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Why it's important for those listening to be intentional about their own legacy.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, all the interruptions we had, right? Dog barking, kids opening the doors.
Yeah, our podcast studio is upstairs in the media room of our house. And yeah, it was
downstairs first.
It was in my office first, yeah, for the first few episodes. But it's been up here for a while now. And we thought coming up here would, you know, distance us from the noise. But they always seem to find their way here while we're recording anyway.
Yeah, that's crazy. It is also crazy to me to think that it already has been 6 months, more than that, since we start planning. Mm-hmm. When the vision come up, right, the idea, let's do this, last November.
Yeah, I think we've been recording for about 5 months now.
Recording, yes. No. And having all of that, put all of that together, I'm very proud of us. I'm very proud of you, James. I'm very thankful that you came and, you know, you were helping me create a course and turn into a podcast. And you show up and you did and you give your best and you helped me become better because of this process and us working together as well, and our family and our legacy and everything. So I'm very thankful, very grateful for you and all this adventure we have had so far and all that is still to come.
Yeah, me too. It's been fun.
Yes.
Frustrating as well, but mostly
that's
fun.
Part of the process. We'll talk more about that when you're talking about relationships.
Yeah, but you mentioned like this started, I had started sitting down with you to help you put together a training course for your business. And out of that birthed the podcast, because we started going through the topics that we were going to develop training around and realized that these are topics that would be really great for us to speak about and share with people.
Together, from different perspective, a man's perspective, a woman's perspective, right? Being in corporate America, maybe having my own business, mm-hmm. helping others start their business, grow their business, and all of that. So,
and we still plan on doing the training, the online training program mm-hmm. through your business. But what this podcast has been able to help us do is really refine our messaging and yeah. hone in the message and hone our craft a little bit from a teaching standpoint. Mm-hmm. So I think it's only going to benefit the training course that is still to come, because we're learning and growing through this process as well. And what we're learning and growing through will be able to add to the training that'll just be that much more impactful for those who end up going through that.
Yeah, that would be great. The course might be a little bit different than what we taught, but we also, throughout this process, right, we also loved hearing the feedback, and I got so many good feedback about ourselves, like being doing this together, the value that we had added, that the world need more of this than relationship, a husband and wife talking about parenting and kids and about self-development, those things that it is part of our lives, but there's still a need of this information out there, that it's not a common conversation in everybody's house. And us being able to, first of all, listen to God's guidance, step into with faith to something we have never done it before, and trusting and believing that he will use us, allow him to use our voice to go through the podcast and to reach the people that need to hear this and need to listen to this and have their lives transformed and changed for the better, for generations to come.
Yeah, we were looking this morning at the analytics, and we had 360 some odd total downloads, our unique listeners throughout the entire podcast. And it's not that big of a number in the grand scheme of things, but the goal that we set from the very beginning is if we can impact one person.
Yeah.
If we can impact one life, if one person listens to this and gets one nugget of wisdom that makes their life better and improves their legacy, then it's worth all the time and effort that we put into it.
And if it just impacts our lives
and
for our improvement, yeah. for our improvement, everything we already talked about here so far, that if that's all, it's worth all it. Worth it.
Absolutely.
Every minute of this process was worth it.
Yeah. I want that to be an encouragement to anybody who's listening as well. Like, if you've got this dream that's on your heart, and something is keeping you away from it, something is keeping you from pursuing it, there's some kind of fear that's holding you back in that. Like, there's so much growth for you in that. Even if it ends up failing, even if it doesn't do what you expect it to do, there's opportunity for growth in you for that. And it may just be the stepping stone that God has to prepare you for something bigger and better, yeah. something that you haven't even envisioned yet.
Everything is a process, and everything happens for a reason, right? My book is called The Joy of Becoming. I have come a long ways from when I started in 2020-21, and I have done things that I still ask God, like, what was that for? But time goes by, and then the answer comes to me. This is why you learned that thing back then, so you can use here. That's why you were doing this, to grow your confidence, to grow your skills, to grow what you know, just to get you practicing the things that the plans for the plans that God has for you in the future. And one thing, it's if like what James was saying, go after what you want, go after what for the desires of your heart that God has put in your heart. They are for you. And one really sad thing is like the cemetery is filled with dreams, filled with desires that
with untapped potential or exactly, unrealized potential.
The people that never took the courage to take the step of faith and go after the thing that they want because of fear, because of insecurity, thinking what the other people are going to think. Just go for it. Mm. Just try it. What is the worst thing that can happen? Think about that. The worst thing that can happen for us on this podcast would be nobody listen.
Listen. And we still would have gained benefit from
exactly
honing our message, refining our message, getting better at speaking in front of a microphone, working through our own thought process with a lot of these topics.
Yeah.
We've been able to hone our own thought process, and we're teaching ourselves really mm-hmm. in some of this stuff because they're things that we are living out, but we're still learning and growing as we're living them out. And so talking about some of these topics has been really helpful for us to recognize in our own life where we need to be implementing some of this better. And so, and then for me, it's, we've been getting up at 5 a.m., not every single day, but 90% of the days since January, we've been up at 5 a.m., really since December, because we started our planning back in December. But waking up at 5 a.m. together every day and spending that first hour together. And it's not always a pleasant hour because I'm not a morning person.
Very challenging for you, right, James? Always need some more coffee. And
yeah, it's not always a pleasant hour.
It takes a little bit for him to wake up.
By the time that hour's over, I'm glad that I got up. I'm glad that we got to spend that time together. And if for no other reason, if there's no other benefit, if nobody, you know, listening to this ever got anything out of it, we've gotten something out of it, and that's made it worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. So again, we're very thankful for all of you listeners, and we really hope and pray that this will touch you, will speak to you, will impact you in any ways. And if you haven't listened to all the episodes in season one, go back, listen to them, give us your feedback, connect with us. We are on Instagram. You can look for Legacy Minded Leadership.
We'll post the email in the show notes, and all our contact information is there if you want to connect with us. But yeah, we've had a great run here in the first season. We are excited to take a little break so that we can prepare more content and execute on some other priorities that we have as individuals and as a family. And we will be back before you know it. We've got already some great things planned. Maria talked about a series on relationships and
I'm going to bring marriage. More guests.
We're going to have more guests on. We've already got a few guests that we've started to line up for season two, which I'm excited about. And yeah, we'll have lots more in store for you. So don't lose our number and
don't lose our number. Stay tuned. Listen to all of it again. Give us some feedback. Leave us a review. We are very grateful for you. We hope you be blessed and have an amazing summer.
Be blessed. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here. If you enjoyed this episode, please review, like, subscribe, and share it with someone you think would benefit from it. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for Legacy Minded Leadership on your preferred platform. You can also email us directly at legacymindedleadership@gmail.com if you have any questions or if you're interested in learning more about individual coaching with me or Maria. Until next time, stay focused on your purpose and remember that God loves you and He has great plans for your life.